Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this June 13th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here, welcoming into the studio our friend Maggie Maleski. Did I get the right?
You did get it right.
Oh, good. It's been a while, so I want to make sure. Maggie, it's good to see you. It's been too long. How have you been?
I have been great. How about yourself?
Doing good. We're enjoying the summer around here and having some fun with a bunch of different events and things going on. And speaking of, we have got some great events to highlight today with our Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. And a big shout out to them and thank you to them and the whole team over there. And appreciate you being here to be able to kind of like, for us to really take our time with some of these. We try to highlight a lot of events going on in our morning show and that. And I just feel like we'd never have enough time. So it's great to have you in studio and to be able to focus on some of this. Where do you want to begin, though? I didn't know where to begin. You got so much going on.
Well, I'm mostly about Cranberry Blossom Fest.
Right.
Okay. So the Blossom Fest event is always the third weekend of June, which is absolutely fabulous because you can just go third week. There we go.
Make your plans and all that.
Make your plans. Yeah. It's going to happen. So this year we have 17 individual events.
Wow.
Although it goes 4 days, and some of those events run 3 days, some run 2 days, some only run for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But if you get yourself a brochure, handy-dandy brochure, we've got them out at a lot of different places. The Convention and Visitors Bureau down on 2nd Street would probably be your best bet to get one. But keep it near and dear. And mark off the things that you want to go to.
So I've said this for years, and I mean this with nothing but love and respect to every event that happens in our area. I do believe this is Wisconsin Rapids' signature event. I think this is the event that really brings so many people to our community. And I say this in part as a bit of a transplant, me and my family coming here about 20-some years ago and everything, and really getting to see this almost from a third perspective over the years, seeing this event. When my family and I were first in town here, we loved so many different things about the water ski show tournament and different things that we were first really getting to know. And then this happened. And we're like, whoa, we didn't know that you could fit this many people in this town. And since then, it's been that way. This event only gets bigger and more popular, and it's something that really does bring such a wide range of ages and different types of people to our community. We got a lot of great events, but most of those are kind of like, well, if you love water skiing, you're going to come up for the water ski tournament, maybe not if you don't like it. Whereas with this event, there is literally something for everybody, every age range, friends, family. There's nothing you can't have fun with this event. It is our signature event.
Exactly, and that's what we strive for. We want to make it family friendly, even though there's one or two things that, you know, the kids may not want to go to. They could come. It's still family friendly. It's not like it's not. But yes, we like I said, the 17 events we go. We have a brand new one this year. It's called Dive Into the World of Whales.
I'm so glad you want to talk about this. I'm so excited about this.
And it's hosted by Encourage and the City of Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to happen at the zoo. You're going to step inside a 65-foot life-size inflatable whale.
Yeah.
And journey the world of whales.
Yeah.
How much fun is that?
It's amazing.
I mean, I can already see the lines of kids just getting excited.
And I should warn everybody, I will be there. I'm going to be in line. Even if it's just me and a bunch of eight-year-olds, I'm going to be there. This is so cool. It's such an interesting
thing. I'm going to be there, too.
Right on. Good.
I'm very excited about that.
A big appreciation to Encourage the Helen Mead Fund for doing this. They were just in the other day, and we were talking about some of these things. A big shout-out to them, and certainly to the zoo hosting this and having it. Really fun part of this. And I just thought of something, and I apologize in that beginning here. You know, if you are new to the area or if you are new to the Cranberry Blossom Fest, this is a big part of what I love about this event is it's not necessarily in one set location and you have these certain things going on at that location. Nothing wrong with that, but if you're going to have a community signature event, you want the whole community involved.
Exactly.
And you're going to hear Meg and I talking about that, where your different locations and different things going on during this event, during these times, that really help celebrate our whole area.
Absolutely. The one thing that's great about the Cranberry Blossom Festival, I'm the president of the board. That's all I do. Each one of these events is run by its own group.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So if somebody is running the Dairy Berry Breakfast, that's their deal. Mm-hmm. You know, they make sure that it runs well. Plus, they get the proceeds from it,
right?
Okay, to help their group. This year, the Grand Rapids Lions Club has taken over the Dairy Berry Breakfast. I think this is their second year.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's out at Lincoln High School on Friday morning. So, you know, absolutely get to that. It's a great, great breakfast.
Yes, yeah.
You know.
And that's a great point. A great thing to bring up as well about this. And another reason why I call it a signature event. I feel pretty confident there's nothing that brings in the economic impact that these couple of days do for especially for businesses out there that may not see this kind of traction, this kind of traffic as often.
Right.
It's really important for those aspects too, and wonderful for our area too. It's something that this area does better than most, I believe, in having a good time for a good cause. You know.
Absolutely.
Is it really, really?
Absolutely. It's just a lot of fun. I mean, you know, there's a Berry Fest raffle that the Lioness run. It's ongoing already. You'll see them at Ace Hardware. You'll see them at the IGAs. You'll see them all over the place selling their raffle tickets. And again, they're raising money for the Lioness's programs.
Yeah.
So that's how it works. The Material Girls Quilt Show.
Yeah.
Growing by...
I heard that, yeah.
It's really growing. They started out at one place. They ended up at Assumption High School now. It seems to be a great fit for them.
How cool is that?
They have a record number of quilts already this year to be shown.
That's impressive.
With just a lot of other fun things to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just going in and walking around and looking at quilts. You might see somebody creating a quilt. Yeah. You know, they've in the past, I'm not sure that he's going to be there this year. I kind of hope so. There was a group that would fix your sewing machine.
Yeah. Yeah. How you awesome that is.
I tried last year to find somebody, and I couldn't find somebody for mine. So I'm probably going to take it over there.
I don't blame you. I got to tell my mom about that. She has my grandmother's handed hers down to her and stuff.
Ooh.
And I don't think it works. I think she'd like to know that. I got
like
to make sure to mention that.
Yeah.
There's so many great events going on every one of these days. I know that we wanted to put some focus on some of the throughout as many events as we can, really, to be honest with you guys. But there are some stuff that is going on that is new too. So just looking at newer events or things that are going to be a little bit different, want to remind people about some of those.
Wow.
It's a big question. It's a big statement. I just leave it out there for you. But
I have my cheat sheet.
Yeah, good,
we're
good.
Doing good. Macmillan Concert Series.
Yeah.
The Daddy-O Jazz Band.
It's
definitely going to be there. I think that sounds absolutely wonderful. Cinema Under the Stars, we've been doing for quite a few years, but it's obviously going to be a brand new movie. So.
Yeah, that and 20th anniversary of that.
Yes.
That's great.
Wow.
That's really cool. And it's hard to believe 20 years of that, too. That's
Yeah. I remember the first one, actually.
Oh, cool.
So, and it was on the street on Grand Avenue.
That part I'll never forget. I that brought me back to being in the city and stuff. I thought that was so cool the way that they laid that out. I really like the setup they have now and everything. But that was really in the early days. That was really cool to see that.
Yeah.
And a great movie choice this year, The Wizard of Oz. That's a perfect one.
Yes, absolutely.
Not only family friendly and everything, but I think what's fun about movies like that is, you know, maybe you've seen it 100 times or whatever. You've never seen it like this. You've never seen it in this way. And there's something about seeing a movie like that that you've seen a bunch, but maybe the you're around kids that haven't seen it as much or something, that makes it a whole new experience. That's a perfect choice
Absolutely.
For a movie.
You know what? One of the things I remember about the first one is they had a local band of about 11, 12, 13-year-old boys. And all of those boys are still playing in bands around the state the country, actually.
Cool is that?
That's kind of neat.
That is. That's awesome.
So anyway, we can go on. I mean, Thursday opens the events. Thursday the 19th opens the events, and it kind of opens up with Lunch by the River. So Lunch by the River, they'll have some entertainment. They'll have the food trucks and everything. Of course, Cranberry Guide will be down there to greet and meet and greet everybody. So it's kind of the opening up. And then it moves right in, well, the dive into the world of whales. Actually, that's starting at 10:30. So,
right.
And do that first, come down to lunch, mm-hmm. and then you can walk over to the Boys and Girls Club and do Chalk It Up with the Boys and Girls Club right in front of their building. So
I love involving the Boys and Girls Club. We love having them on the show here and everything. And the Chalk It Up events in general are always fun and well attended. Yeah. And something where they and the kids get to feel involved with Cranberry Blossom Fest a little bit more. And you know, like they're a bigger part of it and stuff. And there's some many layers to something like that. Yes, it's a lot of fun.
Yes. Yeah. And that's, yeah, the excellent event.
Very excited, as always, to bring in the carnival. That's a big one too. Very people love the carnival, and it's just always fun to just know that carnivals are still a thing, and the kids still love them. I just, for me personally, I think that's cool.
Yep. I understand a couple new rides this year, so it'll be interesting. It always is. I love a carnival too. Of course, the carnival food is, you know.
Yeah. But we got plenty of great food all around town and all throughout the next couple of days with the Cranberry Blossom Fest. You're going to have plenty of opportunities for that.
Oh, absolutely.
And you mentioned Cinema Under Stars. The Aqua Ski or Water Ski Show. I did want to mention that as well.
Absolutely. This year they're doing a Talladega Nights. Mm-hmm. So
that's a great idea.
I've been out to their practices. The show's coming along nicely. That show during Cranberry Blossom Festival, they have found out, is one of the biggest ones, draws of the year. So
I believe it.
It's really a lot of fun. They are going to have, I think they're going to have a food truck. If not a food truck, at least the lemonade stand will be there for you.
Cool.
So there's that. That kind of rounds out, well, then Daddy-O Jazz Band at the end of that night, mm-hmm. Kind of rounds out what's happening on Thursday. And on Friday, we go right into the Dairy Berry Breakfast. Mm-hmm. Got to start out your day with a good breakfast, and that's a great one. So,
yeah, it's going to give you the energy you're going to need for all these events all weekend. Yeah.
And then maybe run over to the Material Girls Quilt Show and then the carnival. Mm-hmm. There's a Kids Learn to Fish.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's a really fun idea, too.
That's on Saturday.
Oh, right.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Me too. I got excited about it. But I did want to mention, as far as wrapping up on Friday, Downtown on Tap from 5 to 9.
Absolutely.
Did I get that right? 8th annual? Has it already been the 8th? It's the 8th annual Live
really?
Music Food.
Oh,
yeah, that's
it
cool.
Is.
No cost to attend. They're going to have face painting around there, some food trucks, some beverages available. It's always a great time. That's a nice one. Downtown on Tap. Be sure to check that out on Friday, 5 to 9. And Saturday, June 21st, other great events going on. Of course, the the Material Girls Show will be back doing their thing. And the Cranberry Blossom Festival Arts and Crafts Vendor Fair.
There we go.
It's a big one.
Yes, downtown. Absolutely. It's a great, great event. Lots of vendors, lots of food. Start out by going to the farmer's market in the morning and just stay for the afternoon and check out all the vendors and all the neat food there, too.
One of our favorite mantras here at the studios and in town here, really, is buying local, supporting local.
Absolutely.
And this, to me, is one of the when I say that phrase, it's one of the first things I think of is our vendors. Just, you know, people that we don't always think of with this stuff, but you're buying local and supporting local when it comes to these vendors anytime, whether it's the farmer's market or it's something like this. And any opportunity for those individuals to get their goods out there more and all that. Right. That's a big part of what this is all about, is by, you know, supporting each other and supporting our community and our businesses and that. And it's a fun way to do that too, which is really well done.
Yep. You know, another fun thing that's going to happen on Saturday, they're having an ice cream social.
Yeah.
The Historical Museum.
Shout out to Phil and the gang over there at the Historical Museum, because not only are they great, I tell Phil all the time, you are so good at this stuff, at the marketing and the coming up with ideas for things, the walk that they host, and this is another great throwback.
Yes, absolutely.
So that'll be from 1 to 3 on Saturday.
Saturday.
And it'll be taking place over at the Southwood County Historical Museum.
Yeah, so stop in and see the museum and have a delicious cranberry or a vanilla ice cream with cranberry syrup on it.
God,
sounds
that sounds
good to me.
Yes, it sounds so good right now. We mentioned that the Cranberry Blossom Festival Carnival will be continuing that on Saturday as well. And then the Grand Rapids Lions Club concert will be going on from 5 to 10:30 over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club.
Absolutely. And guess what? all local bands.
Yeah, love that.
All local guys.
Again, buying local, supporting local, that includes the arts, includes our local musicians, yep. Which I love talking to people out of town and you know, mentioning to them this band. This area has such a great live music scene and great musicians in it.
We really do. We really, really do. So that's a showcase for us for the Lions Club.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
And then things wrap up on Sunday, June 22nd.
They do. Yes.
They will have, of course, again, the Berry Fest raffle ongoing throughout all of this. I want to actually kind of wrap up with you on that, Maggie, if you don't mind. But also going on Sunday, June 22nd, Wisconsin Rapids Police Department is hosting a kids fishing contest.
Yep.
Big shout out to the WRPD. Do great things when it comes to this stuff. And, you know, there are a lot of layers that I've talked to Sheriff Becker about when it comes to these things and stuff, too. But it's just fun, certainly for the kids.
Right.
But I know talking with these guys a lot and everything, it's so much fun for them, and they don't have a lot of those moments. So having those fun light moments for our officers, for our individuals out there keeping us safe, it's really cool for them too.
Well, and it gets the kids understanding that they're not the bad guys.
Yeah,
they're the good
yeah.
guys.
It's building that bridge more and more between bridge. Community and in our police departments and sheriff departments and all that. Yep. Anytime they do that is always good and positive and fun. This is a fun one. I know that much the kids, I enjoy that.
Yeah.
And the carnival will continue, of course. And the Cranberry Blossom Festival Parade, one of the bigger parts of all of this. And also mentioning certainly the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department's Duck Derby. Mm-hmm. Which is another famous part of this one. Yeah. So these two kind of lean into each other, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. The festival parade runs from like the Boys and Girls Club across the bridge up the hill and disperses, and the Duck Derby is held directly after that, dumping the ducks off the bridge. On I can't think of the name of the bridge.
The Jackson Street Bridge.
Jackson Street Bridge. There we go. On the Jackson Street Bridge and seeing who wins.
I mean, you know. it's a fun tradition. It's been around for a long time. I got to have the guys in and talk to them about how long they've been doing this because I'm curious. But, you know, everything I was saying about our sheriff and police department, same thing with our Wisconsin Rapids Firefighters, you know, department and the charitable foundation that really hosts all this. So a big thank you to them and another opportunity for them to have some fun in the community and along with the kids who really, really enjoyed this event.
Yes.
It's a great one. It's a great set of days, and it really highlights so much of this community, of this area, and some of the best people you're going to meet are hosting these events or volunteering in these events. Yes. We appreciate every one of those individuals. Maggie, real quick, before I do let you go here and everything, there's just a couple things I wanted to touch on. One of them is the prep and the planning that goes into this. So we mentioned that Sunday, Sunday, June 22nd is when things wrap up. So I imagine on the 23rd is when you start planning for next year. You got to prep a lot of for this event, I imagine.
We do. Which brings me to, I'd like to thank, you know, some of our sponsors. They have been behind us from the beginning. I've been with the Cranberry Blossom Festival almost since its inception, and a lot of these sponsors have been right there sponsoring us all along. So our presenting sponsor, Ho-Chunk Gaming from Nakusa, again, been there all along. Woodtrust Bank, Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Whittlesley Cranberry, Glacial Lake Cranberry, 45 Mercantile, U.S. Bank. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't thank you enough.
Yeah.
And we have many, many more sponsors as we go down, you know, down the line. Our media sponsors, thank you to you guys, James, to WFHR for bringing us on and allowing us to get the word out in this way. It's amazing. The Grand Rapids Lions Clubs, the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and Visit Wisconsin Rapids, three of our biggies. The Grand Rapids Lions Club, with using their event space. Yeah. We had a terrible time when the mall sold and the carnival could no longer be down there.
Yeah.
I was around. We moved it. We had it downtown for a few years, and the carnival didn't like that because they couldn't put up their big things because of the lines, the overhead lines and stuff. It was pretty. It was really neat to have it down there, but it just didn't work. We tried one year out behind the Southwood County Hockey.
Yeah, I remember
place.
That. Yeah.
That was tough, too. And then the next year, we went to the Grand Rapids Lions, and we did some talking. And we came to an agreement, and but they run the carnival now.
Yeah.
That's their baby. That's they take care of it. So that's really nice.
And they take a lot of pride in that. You know, they're another group of great people that we join us all the time when we talk with. And but when that comes up and that subject comes up, they get so excited and they just really enjoy hosting that. And they take a lot of pride in that. It's another great one to take in.
Yeah.
And all of those great sponsors, along with every other sponsor involved with this one, I personally, our studios, our company, thanks you, appreciates you being a part of these things. And so much, all the individuals that are just are doing that that day-to-day stuff and the things that really keep this event popular and going year after year. Big thank you to everybody. And certainly to you, Maggie, and the team. We appreciate all the work you guys put in.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Kind of a labor of love.
Right. Yeah. I can relate.
It's kind of one of those things. It's not going down on my watch. So, you know,
right
you
on.
Just keep going.
Well, and as long as I'm in this chair, we'll be talking with you. We'll be having you guys
right.
on and
very
stuff.
Very good.
You can find out more information about all this. Start making plans. Everything is kicking off Thursday, June 19th for Cranberry Blossom Fest 2025. Go to blossomfest.com to find more information. Blossomfest.com. And you can also follow them at social media. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. And Maggie, if people have follow-up questions or want to know more, I see there's a contact thing on the website. Should we just send them there?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
So go to blossomfest.com again to find out more information and start making plans to help celebrate our area like no other event does, the Cranberry Blossom Fest, kicking off on June 19th. Maggie, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And thank you all for joining us here for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.